time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And Jethro FM, it's country with a twist. I don't know if you've been listening to this old Jethro thing, but we're growing like a weed here, and that's going to be part of our show today. But we're down in Kalamazoo now, and want to welcome all those listeners down there that if this is the first time you're hearing the Grillin' Guys, we hope it's not the last. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about smoking some butts and rubbing some butts. And in this show, we're going to also cover one of Michigan's most fastest growing industries, and that is the marijuana industry.
Cannabis
and
industry is amazing.
We always talk about microbrews, but we might just be talking about micro growers instead.
There are.
How about that?
Yeah. So later in the show, we're going to be talking. The industry is interesting. I just was at a conference last week, which is what brought this to mind. I'm in the commercial insurance business, and we're a sponsor and a participant in the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association. They had their annual meeting at Shanty Creek last week. So we went up there, had a great round of golf, and spent 2 days with the people in the industry.
A great round of golf, so better than a bad day at work.
Right, yeah, exactly. But my point is that there were state senators, there were state representatives. This industry is real, and we're going to talk about it a little bit today because
yeah.
I think that they're cropping up everywhere. I'm sorry with all the puns. It's just the way I'm talking. But anyway.
You can't stay away from them.
Right, yeah. So anyway, but we're going to cover that a little bit later in the show. We've got... as I understand it, there's two or three verticals in this business. Some people are growers, some people are distributors, and some people are dispensaries. And generally, the three don't mix, but we're going to figure that out.
We are.
And then I remember when craft beer came out for the first time, you'd walk into the store, and I remember Siciliano's, right, over there on the west side of Grand Rapids. He had like 600 beers. There. Well, you walk in, and when it first came out, I was so confused. I had no idea.
Okay, time out here. That wasn't when it first came out. That's when you first noticed it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, and the cannabis is the same thing. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But this week, Bob, it's still catering season.
Yes.
And I'm doing one that I've never done before. I picked up a softball tournament. And they've got 250 guys coming to this thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say girls college ball.
No, yeah, right. I wouldn't be cooking then, but I'd be hot. But
you'd
be
looking,
cooking,
right, not cooking. Yeah.
But anyway, no. So it's just burgers and dogs, and so I went out and I got a new piece of equipment because I thought it was going to be a chore to haul a gas grill over there. Wasn't 100% comfortable smoking burgers and getting them to the right doneness and color. So I bought one of these Blackstone flat tops, the griddle. And as I start researching a little bit, they're pretty popular. And
they're everywhere.
Right. So there's some instructions that came with this thing, though. And you had to season the grill just like you season a cast iron skillet or a pot or your Dutch oven.
Yeah, because when you see it in the store, it's gray.
Right. And it's black now. And I've not cooked a thing on it, but they've got a little seasoning oil. Interestingly enough, this is the tip that I picked up off the internet watching YouTubes, is that do not season your grill with bacon fat because there is nitrates in it.
Take all the fun out of it.
Well, there's nitrates in it, and then it'll flake and rust. That's what they said. Now, if you can cook bacon on it, certainly, but clean it off. Don't leave it on there because the nitrates in the bacon will make the patina that I put on there with the oil flake away, and then it'll rust. So it was like, well, that's a good tip. That's a good tip for
just
everybody.
Just seasoning it.
Yes. Yes.
Once it's seasoned.
You're good. You're good, because the seasoning creates a layer.
Because I think that's the great thing about those outdoor griddles is you can do your bacon out there and
absolutely
not mess up your kitchen.
100%. 100%.
So I'm going to have to get one is what you're saying.
Well, I'll give you the rundown on it because, like I said, I haven't cooked on it yet, but tomorrow I'm going to be doing it.
So you're going to do hot dogs and hamburgers on it.
Right. Yep. It's got four zones, four burners, so there's
So it's the big one.
Yeah, 36 inch.
Good. Okay. Yep. Is that the biggest they make?
That's the biggest I could find. Yeah, Blackstone. Others may make bigger ones.
I haven't seen any other brands. I know there's a few out there. Well, I had that Apa Plancha on here a couple of years ago, and unfortunately, they didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
That's that company out of Atlanta. The guy was he was a Basque. He was from the Basque region in Spain, and he had these beautiful stainless. I'd like to find one because they're stainless.
Oh, okay.
And mine at the kitchen is stainless.
Right.
And, man, I've gotten to be just addicted to having that flat top because we do the Flat River Philly. I saute all my vegetables. It's just so handy not to have a fry pan.
Right.
You know, to have this great big griddle, and you can push stuff around. I keep one end cool.
Right.
So when I start my veggies, because I get multiple orders going, and it gets pretty chaotic. But anyway, enough about that. I have a couple of catering events, too. And when I get out of here, I got to go start delivering food.
Uh-huh.
One's a graduation party.
Right.
Which was very clunky, and I won't. Well, throw anybody under the bus, but it
seems a little timely. Yeah. Maybe about 3 months ago they should have been doing it, but you know what? COVID jacks everything up.
Well, I have been trying to book this thing for months, and she apparently thought she was booked.
Oh.
So she sends me a note yesterday saying, okay, the final count is 75. I'm like, you're not even on the calendar.
Right.
She's like, what? But you... I said, okay, listen. I ran to Sobeys. I got everything I needed. It's wrapped and coming to a crest right now. When I get over to the kitchen, I'm going to be pulling butts and slicing brisket and running it out to their house. And then I have a party for 200, who's a local business person in Grant and Lowell.
Yep.
And they're having a party as well in their pole barn. And he grows cannabis. In
Saturday? Saturday? You, both of them
it's
are today?
It's the weed show, yeah. Right. They're both today.
Are, yeah, right.
So this guy is another grower, and they frequent the kitchen. They love the Philly beef, and they come in like once a week for a couple Philly beefs.
Sure.
So it just happens to be cannabis heaven right now.
Well, you know what? And that's really one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it on the show. It's, you know, our show is stuff that guys talk about.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're not doing cannabis yourself, enjoying cannabis yourself, that's fine. Not everybody drinks beer. Not everybody drinks booze, but we talk about that all the time as well.
And wine.
I just thought it's so prominent now. You know, the last summer, it hasn't even happened this summer because the kids are married off and stuff. But last summer we would have parties by the pool. And I'll never forget, because this is the first time it caught me way off guard, because I'm old.
You smelt it.
Right? No. No, the kids were, I have full stock bar. They don't want any of that. They were smoking their own marijuana, which I'm great with, right? It was legal. They're free white and 21.
But when you first
all
see
of
it.
That. So it's all good. But it's just one of those things where I got a knock on the door, and it was a delivery guy. And he had, one of the kids had run out, and he called somebody, and they delivered it to my house. And I was like, wow, there it is. That's mainstream. It's happening now.
Well, it is, you know, we grew up in the 70s.
Right.
So when you're in a parking lot and you smell weed, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's sneaking. No, it's this mom in the Suburban right next to you. You're
right. Yep. Yep. And you know, I will admit that my wife, who will be 60 here in a few weeks, uses the edibles on a regular basis. It helps with some knee pain that is chronic. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's mainstream. So I just thought we should talk about it. So the rest of the show, we've got a gentleman named James Allen, and he is on the dispensary side, and he's going to be with us in the next couple segments. And then a little later in the show, I got a guy named Jim Connor, who is actually out of Muskegon, and he's a grower. All he does is grow and cultivate the product. And it's a very interesting business, and the industry is growing like crazy. When I was at this convention last week, they said in 2018, when the law passed, was the beginning, and now it's almost a $3 billion business here in Michigan. So it is exploding, and it's here to stay. That it's not going anywhere. We, you know, like any new industry, there's things that are going to change. But anyway, Coming up next, we got James Allen from a dispensary. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.